Aflama Dalad Omer Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbonim. Elu brachish on Meshoye Behen, Sheodom Shoyche Bohen. That a person bows down by. Ba'ovo is Tchilu B'soif, Bichus Ovis, Baruch Ato Hashem, and Soif is Mogen Avrom. Ba'ido Tchilu B'soif, by Moedim, and Atoiv Shimcha, Vimbo Lo Shuach, B'soif Kol Brocha V'Brocha, if someone wants to do it, all brachas, then you're not allowed to. We teach him not to. And Tais explains why. Who cares? Why not? Everyone does it in a free world. You do what you want. You pick and choose. You bow down here. You make a kriyas here. You mevatel the whole tekonis chachomim, when to bow down. Then it seems like you are. Because we see soon, the more chashiv the person is, the more he has to be machniya himself. So if you bow down more, it's like you're doing it more than you say you're more important. Oh, it's second to pshutim. One is mevatel tekonis chachomim, and one is it looks like you are. Correct. What's the loshon habach? Oh, va'oid. Correct. Zok the gemara vayta. Va'omer Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Reb Shimon Levi, Reb Shimon Bakapora, head yoit k'moy shamanu. A hedyot that is like a regular person is like we said, the two kriyas in the beginning and two at the end. Koyin gadol b'seif kol bracha v'bracha. Koyin gadol is the end of every bracha. Zok Rashi, kol mashu gadol b'yoyse tzoch lachniyal hashpil atzmoy. The greater you are, the more you have to mashpil yourself. So it's the end of every bracha. V'hamelech, which is even greater, tchilas kol bracha u'bracha, v'soif kol bracha u'bracha. Not just the end of every bracha, like the Kohen Gadol, but the beginning and the end. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmena l'didi mefash li minei Rabbi Shimon Levi, hedyot k'mo shamanu, hedyot like we said, Kohen Gadol, tchilas kol bracha, and the Goyim puts in, v'soif kol bracha, tchilas, v'soif kol bracha v'bracha. So the Kohen Gadol now he says is more, is the beginning and the end of every bracha. So what is melech more? V'hamelech, once he's down, he doesn't even lift his body anymore. He stays bowed down the whole Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to the end. Shenemar, Vayhi Kloy Shloime, was a melech, Lispalel, Kom Milifneim Izbach Hashem, Michoy Al Birkov. He stood up from being Kohua. So a melech is constantly from beginning to the end. Zog the Gemara Ton Rabbonon. Kido Alapayim. Kido means on your face. Now, it doesn't mean, like we understand, you put your knees on the floor, then your face hits the floor. It means you remain standing up, you bow down, you put your head down lower and lower like Moedim, but you go all the way down till your head hits the floor. How do you do that? You have to hold your thumbs on the floor to make sure that you don't tip over. And that's called Kido. That is, it's not an acrobatic stunt, but it's pretty much, you have to have a lot of balance. That's Kido. Shenema vatikoid basheva apayim. Apayim is lashon of af. Ot eretz. Apayim eretz. So she put her face to the ground. Kriya is ready where you do the same thing with the face, but you're using your knees also. Is al bikayim is your knees, and then your head to the ground. Shenema mikoya al bilkov. Hishtachavoya zu pishud yadayim raglayim. Hishtachavoya means flat out. Pishud yadayim raglayim. And that's what it did in Beis HaMikdosh. Hishtachavoya. Shenema. Oh, by Yosef. It says, Lishtach was the Chotzo. So that's the Lashon of Lishtach Avoya. Zog the Gemara, Omer Abchir Bagei Rav Huna, Chazin Alul Abai V'Rove De Matzli Atzluyei. I saw when Abai and Rove were Matzli Atzluyei, Zog the Tesis, Chazin De Matzli Atzluyei, Ot Rashi says, K'shenoifin Al Pneim, when they did Tachnun, when they didn't Nefilos Apayim, Ein Poishni Yedem Ragleim, they didn't do regular pishu yadayim raglayim. Because we're going now, tachnun meant straight on the floor, and they were worried about Evan Maskis, that you're not allowed to bow down on the chitzpah savonim. So they did it a little to the side. Ein poish yadayim raglayim, lamatin al tzideyin. Tosfos says, pirusho yamatin al tzideyin. So that was, they were worried about Evan Maskis to have a chitzpah, not to be down on the chitzpah savonim. So they did it to the side. We also do, we do a stam on our hand, we do a whole different type of nefila. But that's what they did. If someone bows down, b'shas hoido, harei ze meshubach, which is good, which is by moedim, v'tan yidach harei ze meguno, which is not a good thing, shameful. Zogma loy kasha, ho betchila ho lebesoif. It depends. The beginning of moedim, that's taka yukareya, and the besoif, it's taka shameful, it's taka meguno. Zogt Gemara, Rava Kora Bahido, Tchilo Besoif. So Rava did the beginning and the end. So we see Behedin, like we just said. Zogt Gemara.
My Rebbe taught me about Maidim when I said, you go Maidim, right? At the end,
Baruch Kehlo Hidor. The Rajba Taka says, the Rajba learns of this Rava, that Rava Korah Bahidor, B'tchilo B'soif, he was talking about by Moedim Rabbonon, and by regular Moedim, Yitaka, the Gemara said before, it's Maguna, because you don't want to make the steer to the last Gemara. And Rava did over here, was by Moedim Rabbonon, B'tchilo B'soif came, but you're saying, by Baruch Kehlo Hidor, or Baruch Ato Hashem Kehlo Hidor, the going is Messiah that way, but Akoponim, to make a Kriya at the end also. So Amel Rabbonon, but Rabbonon told him, am I covered my Hochi? Why am I doing this? I saw Rav Nachman do such a type of kriya. It's not a good thing. And we said before that means besoif also. So the Gemara, that's talking about a whole different case. Hayi b'hoido shebahalel. That's talking about hoidu l'Hashem in halel. Then you don't do it. It's a different type of hoido. It's a hoido of to the Eibishter. That's not a type of kriyas. So we see clearly the Hoidah that we're referring to is not Halal, because it says both. It says Hoidah and Hoidah of Halal. So we see clearly it's Maguna. So how did you do it by both? So the Rajba said, he did it by Moedim Rabbonim, by Koponim. The Gemara is asking this Kasha. So the Gemara, Kitanya hi Hoidah de Birch Samozin. By Noidah Lecha, the Hoidah of Birch Samozin, or the Hoidah of Halal, of Hoidah Lashem, that's the times that it's Maguna. That's what we're learning about the state in the Gemara. Masha Enkein, the Kiyah Hoidah B'Tchilah B'Soif, either by Moedim Rabbonim, or even by regular Moedim, depends how you learn this Gemara, is different than Hoidah that you shouldn't bow down by. It's Maguna by Birch Samozin, and it's Maguna by Halal. Zog the Mishnah. Hamispalavato, if someone made a mistake by davening, simen raloi, it's a bad omen, it's a bad simen. Vim shliach tziburu, and if he's a shtatz, so simen raloi sholchov, it's a bad simen for the tzibur. Bibnesha shluch shalom kamoiso, he's a shliach of the tzibur. So it's a bad simen for the tzibur. Zog the Moram Golova Bchinina ben Doiso, shemispalal choilim, he davened for the choilim, va oimel, zechai vizemeis. He was able to say, this one's not gonna live and this one's not gonna make it. So it doesn't mean that he went around telling them he's going to die. It's a tiftach pelet sotan. But maybe he said it in order that they should be chayze they should repent because he realized from his tefillah that it's not so poshut. And it can change maybe with through tefillah. How do you know that he's not going to make it? If my tefillah flows, if it comes easily, Rashi says, if it goes quickly, LP, so two nekudas. One it's merutza, and one it's nevas milibi. I can express with my mouth that which is in my heart. Kol mashani chofetz lahayich betachlunim, that which I want to express, and it goes gates a fault. So then I know it's a skabel. Yadenishim mekubel v'im lav yadenishim meturav. I think that's how the tzlach earlier in the Gemara batilz aderech. One of the mefarshim explained. It says it's a loshen you have to mevakish from the Eibish to Rishus before you depart. How do you know if the Eibish gave Rishus? So they stelt to this Gemara. If the Tfilas HaDerech is Shgura, then you know the Eibish gave Rishus. It's like a Bakoshas Rishus. So how do you know if you got the Rishus? The Shgura Befiv. Zog the Gemara, hey, what's this going on? Oh, Zog the Rashi. Behecho ve'ezem in ha-brochas ha-ve-toz simen ra. Which brochas is the bad simen? It's going on Ovis. Ike de Masilo Abraisa, Hamis Palo, Tsorshi Chavanes Liboy, Bekulon. And the Braisa says you have to Mechavan Liboy by all of the Ochas of Shemin Esrei. Vimeni Ochal Chavan Bekulon, at least be Mechavan, but what? Pirush Hamilas this means, Yechavanes Liboy Beachas, which one? Which one do you have to Mechavan if you can't by all? Omechi Baram of Sifra, Beshum Chad de Vegav, Beovis. And that's how we talk a paskin in Kufi Aleph over there in the poiskim. The Mishbura brings Meshem Chaya Odom that Pirush Hamilus is ma'akev by the Rishoina, and it's Kedua like we said it numerous times. Reb Chaim said there's two din Mishmanese. There's a din of Oymel Lefnei Hashem. They have to know the whole Mishmanese. You know, you're standing in front of Hashem. You're not stop misasik and daydreaming, thinking about stocks. But you Oymel Lefnei Hashem, and you have to have Pirush Hamilim, which is Negeya ma'akev until by Ovis. Now, some say, even if you don't have it, every word, you know what you're saying, it's enough. Akoponim, there's a difference between Ovis and the rest of Shemun Esrei. So, Omar Lav Reb Chanina Ben Doiso, he was able to tell if the person's going to make it or not. Benani Mili, Omar Reb Shuban Levi, what's the Makar? He knows Guba Fiv. Where do you have a Makar that says the thing? So, Omar Reb Shuban Levi, don't Makar. Boire Niv Svasoyim Sholem Sholem Lagoch Vakorev. Boire Niv Svasoyim. Rashi says, Shaniv Bori Ba'odom, when the lips and the Niv and the speech is Bori, so then Muftachas ala Sholem, then you move to Ham the Sholem, then you know it's Sholem Sholem Lagoch Vakorev. Omer Hashem Ulefosiv, so then I know it's going to be Rafuha. Omer Repri Rabbah Rabbi Yechanon. All the Nevuos Hanavim, all the Tovus, a Tovus Vanachomus is only for someone that's Meisi Bita L'Tamat Chochem. He did a Gevaldik Zach, he married his daughter to a Tamat Chochem. V'loise Pak Mati L'Tamat Chochem. Or he gave good business advice to a Tamat Chochem that he can make money. Ula Mahana Tamat Chochem L'Chosov. Or he physically gave Momen to a Tamat Chochem, he can be Mahanim, he can utilize his home or some other way of being Mahana him. And the Mashor in Ksubas Kufi Aleph says that these three nekudas are three aspects to be Mahana Tamat Chochem. One of them is Begufoi, Yemesi Bitoi. One of them is Bememoinoi, that you let him use your nechosim. And one of them is with Sichloi, that you give him good business advice, Pragmatia. So these are the three nekudas. Each one of them is already sufficient to be Zoicha to the brachas of the Nevi'im. Aval Tamil Chochem Atzmon, Tamil Chochem itself, Ayin Leiros Alekim Zulosecho. That we don't even know what the reward that's in store. All the brachas of the Nevi'im is only for the Meisi and the Pragmatia and the Mahana. But the Tamil Chochem Alein, Ayin Leiros Ayin Leiros Alekim Zulosecho, Yasel Mechakeloi. That's what's in store for the one that's waiting is going to be eventual known. V'omach Pi Brabham Abyechanon, Kol HaNevi'im, Kudul HaNisabel Limois HaMashiach. Meaning, it will all be the Moshe Mashiach. Meaning, that we don't know what's in store for Elam Haba, that even the Nevi'im did not even prophesize. Upliga the Shmuel, this argues on Shmuel. Why? The Omer Shmuel, Ein Bein Elam Hazel, Elam Moshe Mashiach, El Shibud Malchus Bavad. The whole difference is only Shibud Malchus. The world will exist the way it was. There'll be Aniyim in the next, in when it comes to your Moshe Mashiach too. The difference is there won't be Shibud Malchus. Tosin Shabbos Amich Gimel says that Afar there'll be a Beis Hamikdash, there'll be a Shechina, and there'll be a Chochma and everything, but the life will go on as usual. Exactly. That means there'll be Aniyim. Sheneemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Kilo Yechdal Evyon Mikerav Oret. Aniyim will continue to be there. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, Aniyim won't be there. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Pshat is Kulun Nistavel Lemoisa Mashiach, because Yemesh Mashiach is not like Shmuel says, Ein Bein. And it won't be Aniyim Taka. But according to Shmuel, it's different. All the nevuas, all the brachas, all the tovus is only for balei tshuva. But the tzaddikim is much greater. We have no inkling what's in store for the tzaddikim. Tzaddikim are on a greater madrega. This is argues on him, because tzaddikim is not on a greater madrega. And the reason why Balei Tshuva maybe are more, some say because Tshuva Me'ava is Doinus Nasaloi Keschuyos. So they have more Schuyos. They have Schuyos of Daveris too. Right? We're saying now Balei Tshuva more. There's a Machlokes over here. We'll see. But there's the other tzad. You're saying the other tzad. You're just saying the tzad. Why a tzadik is more than a. Because the Roz.
No. Balei Tshuva is more because
he and he's still preventing God. That's another pshat they say. One pshat is because doinais nasaloi kaschuyos. One pshat is because he has the nisoyin of chet and he still withstands it. So it's a dreger madreger. Shenemar shalom shalom larochayk velakorev. It says shalom shalom to who goes? Who's mentioned first in the pasuk? Larochayk the bal tshuva velakorev, and afterwards the korev. So bal tshuva is in a greater madreger. Bereisha, l'rochi bereisha v'ad l'korev. V'Rabbi Yechanan omaloch, no, Rabbi Yechanan says the opposite. The tzaddikim amur. Omaloch, my rochek, shoy rochek midvar avera. The tzaddik is farther removed from the dvar avera. See, he's mentioned first in the pasuk. U'may korev, shoy korev l'dvar avera. The one that's closer to the avera, he's mentioned second in the pasuk. V'nizrach mimenu, now he did tshuva. Zog the Gemara, v'nizrach mimenu hashto. My ayin loy rosa, om Reb Shuman Levi, zei, what's this ayin loy rosa? I mean, we don't know, but what is it referring to? Zei yayin ha-meshuma ba-novov, mi-sheshem e-breishis. Untouched yayin ba-novov from the Maisa Bria, from sheshem e-oilom, from sheshem e-breishis. That's what is going to... That tzaddikim is going to be nana from that lost love in the Olam Haba. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar, ze Eden, shaloi sholta by ayin kol belya. Even Adam Rishon wasn't in Eden, he was in the Gan. Shema toima Adam Rishon heichan hoyo, the Gan, he was in the Gan. V'shema toima, who Gan, who Eden, maybe it's the same thing, talmud lo menein. V'na yoytzi me Eden, lahashka sagan, Gan l'chud ve'eden l'chud. different entities. So Mela, that no one was ever zeicher to see, and that is what is going to be in store. Ein legosa elikim zelosecha.
That's in this world.
Not in this world. Gan Eden is in olam haba.
Gan Eden is in this world.
The Pesach maybe is in this world. I mean, when was the last time you were in Gan Eden? What? Whose backyard is Gan Eden?
In the Chumash, it refers to it.
Yeah, Vana Yotze Mi'Eden. Correct. Correct. It says clearly in the Gemara that Adam HaRishon was only in the Gan and not in the Eden part. So it's definitely not something that we, it's maybe it emanates, like it says in the Psukim, it's Vegan Yotze, Vana Yotze. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tone Rabbona Meise Shechol Benoi Shechol Gamliel. Shechol The son of Gamliel was ill, so he sent two Tamil Chachomim to Reb Chanina ben Doiso, levakzol v'rachmim, to daven for him. That's like it says in the Gemara, Baba Basa Kufta Zayin. Mishi yesh echoyle b'tach beisoy, yeilech etzel chachomim, vakshmen v'rachmim. It doesn't stop say you go to chachom v'brachas. This is when the Gemara says, this is what's referring to in Baba Basa. When you have echoyle b'tach beisoy, then you vakish rachmim. Interestingly enough, the Meiri says over there in Bava Basra that Yelech et Chochem Vivakish Rachmim, go to the Chochem, see how he davens, and then go home and daven in such a manner. That's the oifen to daven. Chiddush and the Meiri, Bava Basra Kuf Tezayim. Upon him, the Pashtas. Right, do it yourself, but go to the Chochem to see how to daven. But the Gemara over here is Mashmar, not like that. Here the Gemara's Mashmar is Pashtas, that the Chochem is Mispal, like we see from the Gemara's Maisa. So he went to Reb Chanina ben Doiso to Mivakish Rachmim. Came to Chochem. When Reb Chanina ben Doiso saw him coming, all al Aliyah, he went already up to the Aliyah and he was davening for the ill child. When he came down from the stairwell, he already told them, Luchu, go already home. The fever subsided. So we see that he was mevakish for him, and he already said the tefillah was accepted. Are you a novi? You know it's over. If I know that it flows, the tefillah, yodei ishu mekubel. V'im lav, yodei ishu meturuf. Meturuf is going on the tefillah, or the meturuf could be going on the person. It's one of the two. Either the tefillah is tiruf, like we said, lashon of torf and loy, or the lashon of the meturuf nebuch, the child is meturuf. He wanted to see the exact time when he came down the stairwell and he said the fever subsided. So Gamliel said, I swear, it was mamish at that moment when he davened and he said the fever subsided. My son's fever subsided. And he asked for a cup of water. Zog de morgen weshuv meister bei Rabbi Chanina ben Doiso, shalach lil mater tzer bi Yechman Zakai, he went to the Rabbi Yechman Zakai, ve chol ben Noish Rabbi Yechman Zakai, om aloy, Chanina beni, bikish alay rachamim, ve yichye, so he asked, Rabbi Yechman Zakai asked Chanina to daven for his son to live, heniach roish ben Bilkov, he put his head between his knees, which is a oifen of being so uncomfortable, and is that oifen of tefillah, being mitzah himself for him. And the child lived. If I would have done it, then they wouldn't have, my tefillah wouldn't have been answered. Amalei Isha, so his wife said, well, your Talmud is so much greater than you. Was tut sich do? V'chechanina gol mimcha. Amalei lav. Elohu doi mekev lefnei ha-melech. He's like an eved lefnei ha-melech. An eved enters and exits whenever he wants. V'aniya doi mekesal lefnei ha-melech. Asar can just answer. Asar has to make an appointment with the melech. He's not a ben bayis. He doesn't nichas v'yotzik b'l'reshuz. I'm not so rogel by the Eibishter. He's more rogel. So Mele's tefillah is answered. By me, the whole day, Roshim ben Birke wouldn't have helped. Zogt mal der last kemal von Omrab Gier bar Abba Omrab Yechanon al ispal odem el be bay shesh bkhum shom khaloynes you should only daven in a home that has windows shenemar ve given pis this the pasuk in Daniel ve given psichen le ba lise neged Yerushalayim Omrab Kana chotzuv alay man de matzli be bikto it's a chotzuv someone who davens in a bikko
zogt Rashi bikto is a bikko shekshu mimokim tzniyus chalolov emas melech v'li benishbar. The right place to daven is in Mokim Tzenua, but not in an open field, not in a bikso.
It's like an open area. It's like in a field. People are coming and going. That's not the right place to daven. Oh, zok teisus v'im teima v'aksiva yitzitzk l'such masoda. So it's an open place. Yesh lemad hosam magi b'har Maria. That's different. That's Har Maria. Kamina p'sochim. Inami biksa the hocha mai be biku be mokum shergilim shom bnei adam leave vahalke drachim. Well, like you're saying, it's like a marketplace. People are walking back and forth. So zok the gemara chotz v'le manu mefarish. That's one thing. Chotz v'le manu matz be biktor. The next gemara v'omer reb gahana chotziv olai manu mefarish chatoi. Someone who publicly states his chatoim and he has no busha. Zok teisus v'taima lefisha azmis bayish al chetoi. That's if you don't say it. Then you're appearing, you're showing that you're not embarrassed about it. Big deal. I'm open about it. You're not mevayish. If you're not mevayish about it, that's a chotzev. Doim eshen mevayish olav. V'amgimol el per kama. Kol oisa dover mizbayish mechla miyad. But his behead, you're showing he's not mizbayish. Shenemar ashrei nesui pesha kisui chato. Ashrei nesui pesha kisui chato. You're covering the chatoim. That's the proper way of going about chatoim. Hadran aloch ein oimdim. Hadran aloch ein oimdim. Hadan aloch ein oimdim. Tomorrow, mid-sem, we're starting the big pair of Ketzad Mevachim.